Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 33 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Do you understand you killed a child tonight? Intent. You know what you did.
Ronald Exontis has been found guilty but mentally ill in the death of a Lexington six-year-old.
The man accused of killing a Pikeville police officer has been indicted.
Police in Grayson are searching for two men who robbed a local gas station.
The state Senate passed a budget last night in Frankfort.
Rowan County's new detention center is nearly complete.
In sports, the Moorhead State Eagle baseball team is looking for another win against the Alabama State Hornets today.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
More rain and snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The man accused of killing a Pikeville police officer has been indicted. 55-year-old John Russell Hall of Hurricane Road in Pikeville has been indicted on one count of murder, two counts of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, one count of receiving stolen property, and one count of being a persistent felony offender. Hall is accused of killing Pikeville police officer Scotty Hamilton on March 13th, as Hamilton assisted Kentucky State Police with an investigation in the area. Hall was arrested 2 days later following a manhunt in Pike and Floyd counties. Trooper William Petrie says he isn't surprised by how quickly the indictment was handed down.
Most time when you go into a grand jury and get an indictment, they go ahead and judge signs off on it right then. Some counties wait a month for whatever reason, I don't know. But we have counties here in this district that wait and return on the next month. That's up to the county, the Commonwealth Attorney, and the judges.
Greg Sloan, Amanda Dotson, Jean Blackburn, and Michael Sloan have all been charged with first-degree hindering prosecution or apprehension for assisting Hall after the shooting. Hall is being lodged in the Pike County Detention Center.
The Indianapolis man accused of stabbing a six-year-old child was found not guilty by reason of insanity in a Lexington courtroom yesterday. Ronald Exontis was instead found guilty but mentally ill on assault charges involving the family of Logan Tipton. The case has received national headlines.
There is no proof that it was intentional. In fact, all of the proof suggests otherwise.
Who did you stab? A child. Detective Ford. Do you understand you killed a child tonight? Intent. You know what you did. Mr. Exams, yes, sir.
The jury recommended a 20-year prison sentence. A judge will formally charge Exontis next month.
The Catlettsburg City Council member who pled guilty to drug charges and violation of parole has resigned. According to the Daily Independent, Andy Brown's resignation was accepted by the City Council last night. Brown was previously charged with trafficking and possession of a controlled substance, violating parole, and perjury. He's to be replaced by former Councilman Donnie Zorns. Brown is currently housed in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Police in Grayson are hunting for two men who robbed a local gas station. WSAZ is reporting the duo entered the Exxon gas station along Carroll Malone Boulevard at 9 p.m. Monday and took a small amount of cash from the clerk at gunpoint. Both of the men had their faces covered. One of them was wearing a black hoodie and the other one a white. Authorities say the surveillance camera inside the gas station was not working at the time of the robbery.
Law enforcement officials continue to investigate a bank robbery in Lexington. According to WKYT, the incident happened Monday around 11:30 in the morning at Fifth Third Bank on Leestown Road. Police say a man wearing a red sweatshirt, bandana, and gloves brandished a handgun inside the bank and demanded money. He then jumped into a dark SUV with a silver bumper. The vehicle was last seen on Leestown Road. Anyone with information relating to the robbery is asked to call local law enforcement.
A convicted murderer may soon be on parole. WMKY's Sean Delaney has the story.
According to the Maysville Ledger Independent, James Miller was just 17 years old when he and a 13-year-old girl broke into a Lewis County home and shot a man to death. The pair then kidnapped a neighbor and then fled to Texas, where they were later captured. Miller was tried as an adult, found guilty, and sentenced to life in prison. That was in 1994, and now after 23 years and multiple hearings, Miller has been recommended to be paroled on May 1st. Family members of the victim say they were never notified of the parole board's decision, and they plan to appeal. For WMKY News, I'm Sean Delaney.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVYradio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WIVY proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
A former Secret Service agent has apologized for writing a threatening tweet to a Louisville congressman. Carl Nett responded to a photo Representative John Yarmuth of wearing an F pen representing his rating from the NRA, saying, "Move it over just a bit. I was trained center mass," end quote. Yarmuth says it's not okay to threaten people on social media.
We've got to get away from this idea that it's okay to basically talk about violence in social media. The NRA may give us an F for our voting record, but we're proud of that, and we're not afraid to advertise it, and that's all we were doing.
Nett, who is a GOP candidate for Kentucky Secretary of State and a former Secret Service agent and CIA agent, later deleted the tweet and apologized, saying he was trying to be, quote, clever. Yarmuth says he was wearing the pen to show he's not afraid of the NRA and says he was not personally threatened by Nett.
The Kentucky Senate has passed its version of a two-year state spending plan. The Republican-led chamber voted 26-11 yesterday after a long debate about its spending proposal. The proposed budget includes no new taxes and features cuts across multiple levels of government. Senate Budget Chair Chris McDaniel says the panel wanted to start by willingly funding the pension system.
And then from there, we honor our commitments to public safety. We honor our E&O, which includes foster and adoptive services, in our opinion. Then we honor our commitments to education. So what we didn't do was invest in different workforce bond pools. We didn't invest in asset preservation pools. We didn't do a lot of new spending that was there because we feel like we have a combination of past obligations plus essential government services.
That sets up the next phase of the budget debate, when members of the House and Senate will work in the coming days to iron out differences between the chamber's spending plans.
The recent string of school shootings across the nation have led school administrators in Kentucky to rethink school safety. The Boone County school system is the third largest district in the state. School officials say they're looking into placing officers in elementary schools. Superintendent Randy Poe spoke with Spectrum News Pure Politics.
We had a program in place prior to this, but that we felt that there might have been some gaps. So this is an opportunity to have a school resource officer at every particular building and not just on a rotating basis.
All Boone County High School and middle schools already have at least one resource officer. Officials say they may also consider a proposal that would arm and train teachers who volunteer for the program.
Unless Rowan County gets another big snow this spring, the last day of classes will be on May 18th. That's according to Rowan Superintendent Marvin Moore. The Board of Education met Tuesday night, where they set tentative dates for makeup snow days and graduation. Moore says the board voted to be in session on March 29th, a day originally set aside for spring break.
We knew all along if we was going to miss any more days, we may have to take one of those work days. And we surveyed the schools, and everybody's preference was to go out on Thursday rather than Monday, because Monday is after, the Easter holiday. And so I took all that information to the board, and we amended the calendars.
The board also approved a calendar for the 2018-2019 school year. The first day of classes for students is set for August 9th.
Work on Rowan County's new $18 million detention center is nearly finished. According to Judge Executive Walter Blevins, crews are waiting to do some upgrades inside the building's cells.
Corrections Cabinet changed the height of the beds on the top bunks. They have to be higher to keep people from falling out of the bunks. And also they had to put a ladder in instead of them having to climb up on their buddy's shoulders, I guess. They gave him a little ladder to get in there. So those things had to be fabricated, and they're actually being fabricated over in Sandy Hook by the prison facility over there, Little Sandy.
Blevins expects those rails and ladders to be ready for installation in the coming weeks, with the jail to be ready for use by mid-May or so. The judge notes there was a recent change order for $3,000 for the detention center project involving some signage improvements. The county still has over $602,000 left in its contingency fund for the initiative.
While Morehead and Rowan County have been talking about building a new recreation park for over a decade, City Mayor Jim Tom Trent still thinks it has the chance to happen one day. Trent says the development of a new splash park by the two local governments on the so-called Perkins property near the Green Hill City Park could lead to their partnership on the construction of a new park in the coming years. He says keeping the city's two current recreation parks in good shape and always in use are the best ways to keep the push for a new park alive.
We do take care of our facilities, but able to give a refresher, able to enhance them, and maximize what we have with an eye to the future of maybe doing something on a larger scale later.
Trent credits Morehead Parks and Recreation Director David Morris and his staff with doing a good job of making sure their facilities are always in good order. Construction on the splash park is supposed to start this summer.
A new president has been selected for Frontier Housing in Morehead. The board of directors has chosen Tom Manning Bevin to be the company's fourth CEO, replacing former President Sherry Farley. Tom Carew is the interim CEO for Frontier Housing. He says Manning Bevin's history with housing is what qualified him for the position.
He's currently employed by Kentucky Highlands Corporation as their director of the housing program. Kentucky Highlands is a multifaceted economic development corporation based out of London.
Carew says this will be Manning Bevin's first CEO position in the housing career. He will remain employed at the Kentucky Highlands until he's officially hired on April 16th.
Taking a look at this week's weather forecast, tonight it'll be rain and snow with clearings later in the night, the low of 25 degrees. Tomorrow morning it'll be a sunny morning with a high near 46 degrees. Tomorrow night it'll be clear with light and variable winds and a low of 27. Friday morning, it'll be another sunny morning with a high of 50 degrees. Friday night, you can expect some evening clouds with rain and snow after midnight and a low of 32. Saturday morning, a mix of rain and snow changing to only rain in the evening and a high of 38. Current temperatures are 32 degrees in Flemingsburg, 32 degrees in Lexington, 36 degrees in Ashland, 32 degrees in Winchester, 34 degrees in Inez, and 33 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
The Kentucky basketball team is in Atlanta as part of the NCAA basketball tournament, but one outlet is warning fans interested in attending the game. On our feature segment today, WMKY's Braxton Howard discusses.
While the city has earned the nickname Catlanta due to so many Kentucky fans attending games in the city in the past, the Better Business Bureau serving Eastern and Central Kentucky is reminding fans to be smart this year when buying tickets. Heather Clary is with the BBB.
With so many Cat fans wanting to follow the Wildcats along the road to the Final Four, tickets may become more scarce. They are certainly very costly, and that's why it would be easy for someone to fall for some sort of scam online that might show lower price tickets, when in reality someone may end up with absolutely nothing but a useless piece of paper and have lost their money.
Clary says if you do buy tickets online this year, there are smart ways to go about doing so.
If you do buy online, use a credit card, because you do have that sort of recourse if something goes wrong. We also urge people to see if a vendor is a part of the National Association of Ticket Brokers. That's a BBB national partner that's joined with us to help educate people about buying tickets wisely. And if those organizations belong to NATB, they offer a 200% purchase guarantee on tickets if something goes wrong. And you can check that out at verifiedticketsource.com.
She says when you're searching for tickets online, be cautious of falling for fake advertisements.
Whether it's on social media, other websites, be cautious about clicking onto those. Some of them can look very similar to legitimate sites. And, of course, if the ticket price looks too good to be true, too low to be true, that's a definite red flag, and you may want to look elsewhere.
Clary says fake tickets have become more common over the years, which is why the BBB is making an extra effort to warn fans this year.
In the BBB Scam Tracker, which is a national site where consumers from all over the country can report scams, last year they got 300 reports just specifically on ticket scams, not only the sporting events, but concerts, outdoor events, theaters, things like that. So it does happen.
Clary says if you buy tickets from a scalper at the game or from fans from other teams who have already been beaten out of the tournament, take the tickets to Will Call and have them verify if your ticket is legitimate. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.
It's 4:45 and 33 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're so glad you've joined us on this snowy Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Morehead, announcing that the Round County Community Fund is now accepting proposals for projects that contribute to the improvement of Morehead in the Round County community. To be eligible, applicants must be 501c3 tax-exempt charitable organizations, local governments, school districts, or programs sponsored by one of these organizations. Applications must be received by April 13th. More information at 859-225-3343.
The Eagles are finishing up a battle today. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Morehead State Baseball Eagles are wrapping up their two-game series at Alabama State right now. Currently, the Eagles are winning 9-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Yesterday, the Eagles ran their winning streak to five games by scoring three times in the top of the ninth to beat the Hornets 7-5. Coach Mike McGuire says MSU made a lot of mistakes on the mound in that game, and while the win wasn't pretty, he'll take it and move on from there.
We won, and we're certainly happy we won. I think we also saw and the areas that we need to improve upon or make the game a little easier on us. We're very glaring, and those guys know that. So it's just a matter of us going out and doing it next time.
The Baseball Eagles begin a three-game OVC series at Eastern Kentucky on Friday. Mark Tyler Molly down as another young pitcher hoping to earn a spot in the Cincinnati Reds starting rotation. The 23-year-old right-hander has excelled during spring training, posting a 1-0 record with a 2.75 ERA. He's also struck out 15 while allowing just 10 hits and 19 2/3 innings.
For myself, I like to go out and have good outings, makes my life a lot easier and makes me a lot happier. So I'm not too worried about what they're going to decide. I mean, I've done well, but like I said, it's totally out of my hands, so I don't really think about that too much.
Molly, Robert Stevenson, Amir Garrett, and Sal Romano are all considered contenders for the Red rotation. With Anthony DiSclafani going down recently with an oblique injury, two spots are up for grabs. With his team facing Kansas State tomorrow night in Sweet 16 action, Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari is proud of how his young Wildcats have grown up and pulled together during the NCAA tournament, and he says they still need to do more of that.
We still have a couple guys that aren't quite the servant leaders that they need to be. Like, I'm playing for everyone else. Well, if I got a whole team of guys that are doing that, I'm not playing for me. I'm playing for everybody else. That's when this thing takes off. We're getting closer, but that's probably the one thing I hope.
For one thing, Calipari says he still hopes freshman forward Nick Richards can find his rhythm and start giving his team more. UK plays Kansas State tomorrow night at 9:37 in Atlanta. In some other Sweet 16 action, tomorrow night it'll be 7th-ranked Nevada taking on number 11 Loyola Chicago at 7:07. Then it's number 3 Michigan in battle with number 7 Texas A&M at 7:37, and number 9 Florida State versus number 4 Gonzaga at 9:59. Villanova, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Purdue, Kansas, Clemson, Syracuse, and Duke all play on Friday.
The Louisville basketball team saw its tumultuous season end last night with a 79-56 loss at home to Mississippi State in the quarterfinals of the NIT. Despite controversies involving internal NCAA and FBI investigations of the program and the preseason firing of Coach Rick Pitino, interim bench boss David Padgett guided the Cards to a 22-14 record.
You only get as a coach, no matter what sport you're in, one first team. So I'll always remember this one. But, you know, I'm going to need some time to reflect on this year. I haven't had a chance to yet. But, you know, we had a good year. We had a very, very good year. We didn't accomplish quite what maybe we had hoped for. But nonetheless, I think all things considered, I think we had a heck of a year.
The University of Louisville formally informed Padgett today that they will be finding someone else to fill the head basketball coach position on a permanent basis. Louisville football coach Bobby Petrino thinks sophomore Jawan Pass will do just fine in replacing former Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson as the Cardinals' starting quarterback. For one thing, Petrino says, Pass is a leader.
He has tremendous respect from his teammates. They've all seen what he can do the last couple of years. He's very intelligent. He really knows the game. So I want to see him take charge out on the field and take what we asked him to do in the meeting room to the field and execute it.
Louisville started spring practices this week. They'll culminate on April 14th with the team's annual red-white inter-squad game. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed defensive tackle Xavier Williams, a restricted free agent from the Arizona Cardinals who declined to match the offer Kansas City made to the run stopper. The San Francisco 49ers' new cornerback, Richard Sherman, is predicting he'll return from a ruptured Achilles tendon sooner than some people expect. He expects to be back at full speed by the start of training camp this summer. Buffalo Bills receiver Zay Jones was arrested Monday night in Los Angeles after a naked, bloody argument with his brother, Vikings receiver Caleb Jones. Jones was arrested after officials were called to a dispute in downtown Los Angeles. The Detroit Lions have signed tight end Luke Wilson, adding a potential starter in place of Eric Ebron. Detroit made the move a week after releasing Ebron. And lastly in sports, Justin Thomas and Luke List meet again. Thomas defeated List in a sudden-death playoff a month ago at the Honda Classic, denying List his first PGA Tour victory. They faced off Wednesday in the Dell Technologies match play. Because the format is round-robin, in the 16 four-man groups, losing an opening match does not mean being eliminated from the tournament. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Softball begins OVC action this weekend against Austin Peay and Murray State with games at noon and 2 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks whipsawed after the Federal Reserve upgraded its economic outlook and increased interest rates, and the central bank also increased its rate hike forecast for next year. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 44.96 at 24,682.31. Earlier, the blue chip average was up over 150 points. The S&P 500 was down 5.01. at 2711.93, and the NASDAQ composite was down 19.02 at 7345.29. The Federal Reserve did raise its overnight interest rate by 25 basis points, which was in line with market expectations. Central bank officials also raised their GDP forecast. Fed officials also released their projections for the federal funds rate, which remain unchanged for this year. The central bank did raise its 2019 forecast, saying it sees the benchmark rate at 2.9%, and this is up from a 2.7% projection released in December. Treasury bond yields briefly rose after the Fed announcement. The benchmark 10-year yield broke above 2.9% before retreating to finish at 2.89%. And the new Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell held his first news conference, and in it he raised a flag about President Donald Trump's trade policies. In corporate news, Facebook shares bounced off of the week's lows with a gain of almost 1%, as some top investors said the recent sell-off reflects a temporary issue. General Mills fell nearly 10% after the company trimmed its adjusted earnings growth forecast. In the commodities markets, oil rallied sharply, finishing with a gain of 3% at $65.41 a barrel. Gold was up 1.6%, finishing at $1,332.80 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were down somewhat, with the Stock 600 index finishing with a loss of 0.16%. In Asia, stocks were also weak, with the Nikkei finishing with a loss of 0.5%, and the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong finishing down 0.4%. And among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Chevron and GE. The worst performers were Apple and United Health Group. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Range Resources and Marathon Oil, while the worst performers were General Mills and Southwest Airlines. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up $1.72 at $70.10, CSX down 7 cents at $56.90. AEP down 54 cents at $66.91, AK Steel up 11 cents at $4.93, Marathon Petroleum up $1.79 at $73.25, and U.S. Bancorp is down 5 cents to finish at $52.55. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted. Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight we can expect rain and snow with clearings later in the night with a low of 25 degrees. Tomorrow morning it'll be sunny with a high near 46. Tomorrow night it'll be clear with light and variable winds coming and a low of 27 degrees. Friday morning it'll be another sunny morning with a high near 50. Friday night some evening clouds with rain and snow after midnight and a low of 32 degrees. Saturday morning it'll be a mix of rain and snow changed to only rain in the evening and a high of 38. Current temperatures are 32 degrees in Flemingsburg, 32 degrees in Lexington, 36 degrees in Ashland, 32 degrees in Winchester, 34 degrees in Inez, and 33 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
Teachers from Rowan, Carter, and Boyd counties are joining educators from across the Commonwealth in Frankfort today. They're protesting the systematic defunding of public education. Controversy inspired a local artist to write a song in honor of educators everywhere. Here's Touch Beyond Reach by Ford McNeil.
Every day we trust our children to some people. Take them under their wings and into their hearts. We hope and we pray our babies grow and study the lessons where much of America's promise of tomorrow starts. These are the ones who get up each day to lead and watch the children as they work and they play. These are the ones who touch beyond their reach. These are the ones who teach. They are there in the morning when the kids get to school, and they show them arithmetic and preach the golden rule. They ask the kids to excel and put them to the test and challenge each and every one to do their very best. These are the ones who get up each day to lead and watch the children as they work and they play. These are the ones who touch beyond their reach.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Sean Delaney, Ellen Barnett, Paul Hitchcock, Jacob Lindberg, and Tilden Johnson. KNN's Haley Hansen and Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke chipped in. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Braxton Howard. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock. Touch beyond their reach. These are the ones.